Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Catch you with that oh my god,
it's a miss on that. Hey everyone and welcome, I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, all that good stuff. And I believe, Haley, where are we on social media?
You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And if you're a first listener or a longtime listener, we always appreciate a rating, a like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We are available on all streaming platforms for podcasts. And let's get started, because I think we have a good amount of stuff to talk about this week.
Always.
I feel like we don't have like many comebacks for like this coming week or so. Mm-hmm. Like maybe in a couple of weeks there's definitely going to be a ton more comebacks, but it's kind of light right now. But we still have a lot of stuff to talk about, because we've got tours and concerts to talk about. Mm-hmm. We got a good amount of Twice talk, which I'm personally excited about. I feel like we don't talk about them enough sometimes. Le Sserafim, we got Lisa, some interesting stuff about G Idol and their recent music video Super Lady. Also, an update on that UMG thing that we were talking about like all the crackdown on their licensed like K-pop music on TikTok, right? And I think Haley has one BTS news.
There's literally nothing going on.
Literally just one note Haley has. So yes. Look forward to that.
A very exciting note.
And then, of course, a ton of stuff for Stray Kids, as Haley always has.
Yes.
It's always like, every time she sends me her new stuff on her end for Stray Kids, it's like an essay.
Oh, okay.
It looks like an essay.
Right. It's just so I won't forget stuff.
Okay. All the details, right? Mm-hmm. Let's get started. Comebacks. So, as always, keep in mind, these are always kind of in Korea time. So, we live in the future here in America, apparently. So, we get these almost kind of like a day earlier. February 8th, Super Junior. I think this is their subunit, LSS. Do you know who they are? Because I don't know who's part of LSS. I know BSS from like 17, if we're talking about
maybe
the subunit for
I'm
17.
Guessing Lee Took. Okay.
Shindong, probably. Yeah. I think there's a picture of Shindong on it.
And then
who's the guy from Singles Inferno? No, he's doing his own solo.
Singles Inferno?
Yeah.
Dex?
No, he's not part of Super Junior.
Oh!
What the heck are you talking about?
Hyohyun.
Yeah, so it's not LSK. Dex from Super... Oh, yeah. How can you forget Dex from Super Junior? Yeah, so they have a single coming out on February 8th. It's called Joke. And actually, from there, we don't really have anything, because I know we go kind of like week to week-ish when we talk about it. But I do have a little note about something that kind of further extends our usual week-long update. February 19th. I'm super excited because Le Sserafim is having their third mini album called Easy. And I feel like my IG algorithm has just been flooding me with Le Sserafim content and Twice content lately.
Because you've been interacting with those posts.
That's true.
I mean,
that's just how it works. But at the same time, I like the posts from Le Sserafim. They've been posting a lot. Like the official... Do you follow them?
Mm-hmm.
Their official one?
Yeah.
I feel like they've been posting so much. I mean, we've even saw the trailer where we saw Yunche taking a big fall from some stairs. A lot of action.
Well, that was so unexpected.
And I think a lot of them was filmed. I think they filmed probably the music video for like future stuff that we haven't heard from this new album mm-hmm. or comeback here, right? When they came over.
Probably.
Also, it was interesting enough because for this comeback, I really enjoyed the post from Le Sserafim, like the official Instagram account, mm-hmm. because they were the only group that I've ever seen done this. I don't know if maybe I've missed it for other groups, but they actually put out every single type of album release, like the regular standard albums. Then they have the ones that are almost like their digipacks, which I forgot what version that one is called for them. Can't think of it off the top of my head. Then they have the Weverse album, which are just all like photo cards and the QR code photo card. And they did like a detailed reel and post where it's like it shows everything that comes inside each album type.
So other groups do this, but then like the photo cards are usually blurred.
Yeah, right.
Because Stray Kids does show everything that's going to be included. And then it shows
So they do like a full on thing like this.
Like, it's not a reel, but then they like show like a photo and then it has like everything that's included. But then like the photo cards are often blurred out until like it's released.
Oh, I mean like, yeah, like, okay. If we're talking
Doesn't Twice do that too?
We're talking about just the picture. Mm. Like, yeah, I've seen those. Okay. Like a picture, like where it's like a long ass picture where you keep scrolling on the product page.
Yeah.
And you see everything. I know that, but I meant like, isn't it cool seeing like an actual video reel and it's quick? Like, so it's like you don't have to scroll or anything. You're just watching it and it's just like 5 to 10 seconds of like, oh, this is everything that comes inside the actual album and how the album looks. But you're right. Like they didn't blur like they blurred some of the things like it's or like it was too quick to like see everything.
Mm.
Like they didn't show everything. They probably just showed the stuff that's like easily visible.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I thought it was like something that I feel like a lot more groups should do because it was I think really done well. And it's like people don't go out there looking like people go out there looking through the products, right? But then but if the product just shows up on their feed on their Instagram like algorithm, right, and you're just scrolling through and you're like, oh, what's this, then you got to see it, then you're like more I feel like you'd be more interested in it because then you're like, oh, it actually comes with this or that. Like I don't know, I thought it was really really like intuitive, like it was a super good idea, whoever like thought of that, it was genius, because I am buying.
Thank God their albums are not poop stained this time.
Oh, no bloody poop stains this time.
It's still that freaking cardboard opening.
It's that weird. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know if I told you. I didn't. I probably didn't tell you. I ordered because I want some POBs. I want Star POBs.
I mean,
I ordered like the 3-set because, oh man, the POBs for the Make Star one are so nice. It's like a holo version.
Well, Make Star always has good holo PCs, I feel.
And then like it's blurred, right? Mm-hmm. It blurred-ish.
Yeah, but,
like,
they won't show you.
But you can tell. Like you can tell what it is though. Like it's not super crazy blurred, but it's like blurred enough where it's like, you can't just copy it, right? You know what I mean? But, like, it shows it enough where it's like, oh, I know exactly, like, that's Yunche wearing, like, her lover boy blue-white
kind of
thing. It's like that. Plus, I usually do the thing where I look through all the different POBs and you figure out that's the one I want. So I did that, and I'm looking forward to getting the Weverse album, which is also, I didn't realize that Stray Kids has, what is it called for Stray Kids?
Oh, for JYP, I guess? It's Nemo?
The Nemo version kind of thing.
So basically, it's just photo cards.
It's just like, it looks like a deck box, like a small like deck of cards, but it's all photo cards. And it's pretty awesome,
and
to be honest.
And you get like a mini poster, or you get like a sticker or something. So Twice and ITZY actually did it too.
So
this time
I like these ones too, because obviously I've purchased like the NewJeans and Le Sserafim Weverse albums too. So I'm a big fan of these because it's cool because you get like almost like a full set.
You get
of photo cards,
yeah, you
pretty
get
much
a full set. And then I think the ITZY one was cool because they did units as well.
Oh, yeah, there's units. So Le Sserafim has like unit ones too. It's like I think random for a couple of them. So I'm looking forward to that. Like, that's another thing if you're, like, a PC collector like us. It's, like, nice because it takes up less space because we are running out of space. Let's not lie. Let's not kid ourselves, Haley.
Honestly, I wish they would just all make them Nemo albums because the only thing that people really care about it, let's be honest, are the photo cards.
You go to these secondhand stores that we have here, like in, around California. Obviously, there's like a bunch in Asia. Mm-hmm. They resell the albums because people are just buying albums to just get the photo cards.
Yeah.
So it's like that kind of thing.
And I mean, we've seen like people throw them out too. Literally. Like it's just in a big box and they just like dump
free, it. It says like free to take. Yeah. You just take a free album. Everyone just wants, you know, the photo cards kind of thing. So that's something that I really enjoyed. So if you haven't seen it, yeah, check out Le Sserafim. I think it's on their reels. You'll see like how like the whole like digital like animation of
yeah, it shows you
everything.
How to open open
and like, but it shows like all the different inserts and like you said, all the different things that come inside. It's really cool. Let's see, we do have some concert talk to talk about because Haley, this weekend.
Oh my goodness, this is a mess.
It's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Keyword supposed mm-hmm. to be crazy super concert here in LA.
You know what? I'm just going to say this now. I had a feeling it was going to be a mess. And that was my gut instinct as to why we didn't end up buying tickets. Because, well, the main reason was because it was really expensive for what it was. And then I was like really hesitant. Because like usually when we buy concert tickets, we're like straight in. We don't even think.
We don't think. There's no second thought. It's like it's literally the thing that they say from Top Gun Maverick.
Just do it.
That's Nike. No, that's Shia LaBeouf. I didn't know that was his actual name. So first off, no, we're not sponsored by Nike, Haley. It's lit for that, for Top Gun. It's don't think, just do.
Oh, don't think. Yes.
Don't think, just do. So that's literally how we are usually when we buy tickets. Yeah, we just look for the best seats that we want, and then we just grab it. We don't think. We just get. That's it. But the fact that Haley and I were like, we got in.
We pondered so much,
and we're like hesitant to even like buy it after we saw the price because. Mm. I feel like if the price was literally like 100 lower,
yeah,
just 100 lower from what it was, I think we would have bought it.
Thank God it wasn't.
Thank God it was not for the seats that we wanted, which was like GA because
VIP,
the floor,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. VIP floor.
But yeah, so guess what? It's postponed.
But why, Haley? Why?
And we don't even know when it's postponed until.
Why was it postponed?
Because quote unquote, it's going to be raining. Those days, which is not. It's sunny.
It literally rained this past weekend. Yeah, mm-hmm. You probably seen floods. Uh-huh. Maybe you saw your alerts from your Facebook friends saying they're safe from the storm and the floods here in Southern California. But
they're
yeah.
honestly using it as an excuse because, like, what was really like shitty of the organizers of Crazy Super Concert when they put their post out on Instagram, they linked it with BMO Stadium. You know, you can do like a shared post, but they turned off all comments. Of course, like everybody went into like their previous posts and they were just trashing them. Because like what sucks is that a lot of people bought these tickets and are traveling from out of town.
That's the problem.
And
yeah,
they're telling
exactly.
these people that it's postponed literally the week that it's happening.
How shitty is that? Like, you book your ticket, you book your hotel.
What? Like, come on.
Oh, my God. That is the worst.
I would be pissed off. And then, like, so they put out this announcement saying, like, oh, yeah, it's postponed because we want to, like, take in consideration of the artist's safety.
It's postponed because we're fucking liars and we are unorganized.
The thing is, like, there was a lot of shady stuff. Not shady, but then, like, sketchy stuff going on. With, like, their ticketing. Because,
tomato.
Yeah, like, it's almost the same thing. But then, like, it wasn't sold out. For one thing, they added that second day.
I felt like that was almost like the nail in the coffin. Why would you add that second date?
That was, like, red flag.
And you
like,
had...
Why
the
are you
cool,
gonna...
The cool part was you had Psy.
Yeah,
when you posted
and then they
it.
Took it off.
Then you took it off, like, literally seconds after...
I was like, red flags everywhere with this right now. So, yeah. I mean, it sucks for the people that did buy tickets. I mean, it's postponed, but I don't know when.
Rest in peace,
and I don't
James.
Know. He's the only one I feel so bad. Our poor friend bought. No, there's other people too
that we know.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, well, that's. I mean, it does suck, but shit.
But I mean, like, it's postponed, but I just don't know when. And those people that are traveling out of town, like, they don't get refunds on their hotels and flights, so they'll have to come here. here and then for nothing.
They can hang out with James.
I can't.
they can hang out with James. So there you go. I mean, until further notice,
I guess. I don't know when.
Well, let's
technically, they could have had it this weekend, though.
They could have 100% mm-hmm. because there's no rain mm-hmm. for sure. Let's flip it on the other side for tours that will definitely happen.
Yes.
We have Inhypen.
This is honestly surprising to me because they were just here in November.
And the thing is, they're coming, I guess it's just for the U.S., right? You said?
Yes. And it's called the Inhypen World Tour Fate Plus. So there's like a plus sign next to Fate.
So literally, they were here for the one in November or when they did their world tour was mm-hmm. the regular Fate Tour.
Yes.
So this is like their encore, but it's just
USA. Only.
They're like, oh, let's get more money out of the U.S.
Yeah, I was honestly not expecting them to have another tour like so soon because that's only, well, it's going to be in April as well. So that's kind of coming up as well.
The thing is, we didn't go to this tour last time.
No, we didn't. We've only seen them at KCON.
So are you, what are your thoughts? Are you thinking of going or attending this one? What kind of seats if you are?
What's the plan? I don't know yet. I mean, we'll just try for it and see what we get.
You are in charge of the guy groups.
I am.
I was going to say.
Also, this venue is really good.
It is. The mm-hmm. Honda Center, for here at least, for yes. here in Southern LA. California. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, though, you did mention also you could use a membership here.
Yes. So typically with the Hype groups, they always have memberships and you get pre-sale.
So this is like the engine membership, which you could purchase because usually Hype, it's not like JYP groups where it's like there's a mm-hmm. time frame where you have to purchase it.
This one is any time of the day you can buy it. It's $22.
Okay.
It's like it's cheaper, which is good, but also bad because scalpers can obviously just buy it.
Yes, this is true,
so,
too.
So, like, we will be fighting with them because, like, it's not going to just be engines in pre-sale. There will be scalpers.
Yeah, there's most likely going to, there's always scalpers. But, I mean, like, let's see if they're tapering off because another tour that we have and we purchased tickets for literally on, was it last Friday? This past Friday? Was ITZY.
Oh, yes.
And the ITZY at Kia Forum for us here in LA, they're still, there's resales already available, but there's readily available regular VIP tickets.
Yeah, there's still sound check.
Yeah, so I guess like, you know, that kind of opens your eyes to like, you not just to maybe some scalpers who had no idea that like it not every group will like sell out like it's they're not like not every group is like BTS, Blackpink, mm-mm. Twice kind of thing. I mean, technically not even Twice has fully sold out.
No,
of,
they haven't.
Allegiant.
I mean, that stadium's huge.
Yeah, exactly.
But they sold out BTS would
they
sell
sold
that
out SoFi though. Maybe it's the demographic. Mm. Remember, like LA sold out for
that's
SoFi
true.
Stadium-ish,
I mean,
technically.
Las Vegas isn't that far from here though.
But people would probably still have to travel and you know, like I feel like it's still like a different demographic, like as a whole. But
that's true.
Either way, we're driving to Vegas mm-hmm. for Twice, so that doesn't matter. But yeah, that's just how it is. And I guess, yeah, if you get your engine membership, then I guess you'll try for it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll look into it when I'm off from work, so.
Plus, we don't, like, would you want Barricade? Like, that's what I was wondering, like, what kind of ticket would you be looking into?
I mean, if we get in fast, I mean, I don't see why not.
You could hold an Aussie flag. I could dress up as a koala, and then we'll get Jake's attention for
I'm
you.
Like, I really do like Inhypen. We really like the members and their songs because we did watch Island.
That's
and
true.
We've seen them before pre-debut, so I mean, it would be nice to see them in concert. So
that's at least we'll once, right? Like mm-hmm. you said, because we see them at KCON almost every year. I don't think they were there last
no,
year.
No, they weren't.
So it would be cool to see them in their actual mm-hmm. their own tour. Also, the hundreds are always nice, like for these smaller venues, because it feels so close to like.
Oh yeah, honestly, like for the Honda Center too, like it's good because like the hundred section goes into the floor,
and you're not that far. Oh my god, it's gonna feel so close.
We should do that instead.
it depends yeah. Right, it depends what we find out. Mm-hmm. It depends on the prices because usually we don't know the prices till we get in,
right? They never drop prices anymore.
The
like,
thing is
before.
it's hard to compare it to because even if you like when ITZY dropped for the East Coast is 3 hours ahead, so they technically dropped 3 hours before mm-hmm. us here in the West. But the prices sometimes differ because of the type and size of the venue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why sometimes you can't 100% rely on it. You have to, or it gives you a good idea. I guess you could kind of gauge it, but at the same time,
it's always going to be,
you won't know till you get in.
I feel like for floor, it's always going to be over 300.
Just expect $300 to $350 plus tax, tax and tip, I guess, tax and fees, right?
So for their, the dates and like the areas that they're going to, it's starting off in Anaheim. Honda Center, April 24th. April 26th is Oakland. April 28th is Tacoma. May 1st is Allstate Arena in Rosemont. And then May 3rd is Belmont Park.
Oh, is that only five?
That's it. Yes.
Oh, shit. Yeah, they obviously are going to the ones where, like,
they did really
well. They did really well, yeah. Like, the where it's just, like, a high, like, high capacity.
Right.
Like, demographic kind of thing, like where, you know, where all the crazy K-pop engines are.
Yes, where they probably like sold really well for their concert.
Okay, so that's good to know. So only five. That's actually pretty interesting.
And then the tickets go on sale on February 15th. And then pre-sale is the 14th.
So there you go. Start
that
your engines.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Yes, you got it? Yes. Yeah. So I think that's it for tours and concerts. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's coming up. Let's see. Twice. Haley.
Yes.
I fucking love I Got You.
I know.
That was so unexpected how good that song was going to be. Because I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Like, I like a lot of Twice's recent, like, B-sides. And, like, I feel like their title tracks have been, like, you know, I enjoy them.
Right.
But they haven't hit, like, how some of their older title tracks have hit, like, more and more.
Right.
Like, I like feel special, right? Like, and that's been a while already.
Yes, but it's been a long time.
This comeback, I Got You, just the music video alone. Oh my God, the song is, and it's crazy because it's English. It's a fully, I don't know if we talked about it. I don't even know if I even knew that was going to be a full English like song, but damn, it's a good song. They have already a ton of remixes too with Love. Also,
so many.
There's a lot of remixes, including instrumental ones of like the remixes too. But it's just I love the music video. Like, it's nice to see them. I feel like they're they're showing their like more like mature appeal, right? They look a lot older, obviously, from like years ago, from like all their other music videos. It makes me wonder too when you watch the music video, like if there's gonna be a connection to another music video,
like they used to do.
I hope so. That'd be really cool.
I wish they stopped doing that.
Overall, it just looked fantastic. Like, I think they styled every member really well. Like, in general, the whole music video, the whole song vibe. It's like, this is what I feel like Twice needed, and what Once needed. Like, this is what we were waiting for. It, like, rekindled, like, the love.
A lot of Once's.
A lot of people, like, you know, like, us wavering and, like, getting distracted by, like, other groups.
Right.
Like, the Seraphim, New Jeans, our other friends, like, NMIX. It's, like, this reminded us, like, oh, shit, Twice.
Yeah.
It got us, like, amped up and excited. So, I'm glad they did this. They're also touring, talking about tours, right? They're touring in South America. They've been performing in Mexico. I think they've recently just did Brazil.
Their Mexico freaking stadium was fucking
huge. It was awesome. It looked
like
some of the big ones here. Like,
holy,
it was freaking
shit.
Awesome. And it was like filled up. It was really cool.
I don't know how those people in the back saw anything.
They have the screens, right? They have those huge ass screens.
I still wouldn't be able to see.
You know what's crazy though? I loved how they styled everyone. Honestly, I have a note here specifically for Che. Che Young, I don't know what the hell they were thinking the first half of, like, Twice's
existence.
When they
existence. Cut her hair really short.
Like,
I feel
always
like that was a mistake.
They kept pushing her, like, as that, like, yeah, the bob cut or, like, the short haircut.
That.
Have you seen this,
yes,
Che?
Yes, I have. The
this
one in the
red. This red-dressed Che is gorgeous. Like, they should have just styled her like this, like, forever. Like, I don't know what the heck they've been, like, it's like, she's like that, like, I'm trying to think of a metaphor for this. It's like the Princess Diaries.
Oh, like, yeah, that's true. Like,
kind of thing.
I mean, the way they were styling her was just not emphasizing how beautiful she was.
Like,
or is.
Yeah.
Like,
they did a great job. Like, I'm glad that they're finally showing her for what she is, like, not hiding any of the tattoos. Kind of reminds me a little bit of, like, Jungkook. Like, when they started just, like, finally, like, doing all the tattoos, like they don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, thank God, because that's the stupid.
Yeah, so stigma. that's been awesome to see. Like all of them look great. Like in this red outfit, these red outfits. Oh my God! Like I feel like every member has just popped up on my feed, just mm-hmm. like fan cams, like of them individually. They look all amazing. And also, did you see?
Oh yes.
Did you see?
Of course, I did.
As a Sahio shipper myself, I saw it. I was sent it by multiple people. Mm-hmm. Jiho was like in front of a camera, and then Sana just came up, and then they just quote unquote kissed
mm-hmm. it, on the lips.
I think their lips touched, yeah. even though they hit it, but mm-hmm. they didn't like. It looked like it was awesome how they did it because it looked like a full on like make out kind of kiss, mm-hmm. like in a movie.
Like if you're on those Jumbotrons.
So it was freaking awesome to see. Oh my. I've seen so many angles of this. And I am so excited to see them in Vegas. You know, we don't know if they're going to
actually
do that.
They better wild out on but Vegas because it's Vegas.
And it's their Come first time now. Performing in Vegas. Yeah, they better go crazy. We need to have some posters. Mm-hmm. Some like posters that will get their attention and like, you know, be exciting. Like shout out to that person that did it in the East Coast, the Twice Dollars. Mm-hmm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Man, can we do something like that? I will fund it. I just need someone to design it.
Twice cards.
Like, yeah, twice. Like
playing cards.
Or remember I even talked about, you know, my sister said the playing cards, and I was even thinking like the
poker chips.
Yeah, since we're in Vegas, right? So we'll see. We'll see if that whole idea comes to fruition. So also, Haley, you always talk about during a Stray Kids segment.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
About... you know, all the shows you've been watching. Like
yes,
Stray
I'm
Kids.
I'm always up to date.
Stray
with them.
Kids Code. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking about those kind of shows, like specifically like their own actual variety shows. Mm-hmm. Guess what?
Yes.
I have finally started watching more of my variety shows again because I feel like I took a break for a while.
Did you watch like the old ones that you missed out, or you started from the newest one?
I started from the newest one. So the most recent one for Twice, and theirs is called Time to Twice, was the fake Squid Games. And it was like a four parts, but it was so much fun. It reminded me of how much fun like watching these kind of shows are, like seeing the different types of like personalities from all the from
right,
each member
yeah.
right. It's just like it's fun, it's interesting because it's like I haven't watched them in a long time. I've been watching some like New Jeans, some
Into the LeSseraphim,
and yeah, Into the Lennyverse, LeSseraphim.
I feel like that name is so funny to me.
So like, I've been watching those more recently, and I haven't even watched them in a, like that often in a while. But like, seeing the Twice one is cool because it's like seeing old friends again. Because it's like, I'm like, oh, they're still kind of the same. They're just like all like just more maturely hotter now,
right?
But it, like, the personalities are completely the same. Like the chaos is awesome. And it was just like fantastic to watch them do all these crazy things. Like it was like there's no like girl that's going to shoot you in the head kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like the actual Squid Games. It's more of them running around like those like kind of like fun like gym play area kind of thing. The indoor ones where they do like all these cool challenges that I would want to try out. We actually almost tried to do it at one of our friends' parties, right? Our friend's baby,
yes.
Like first,
a baby
third birthday.
Shower.
It wasn't a baby shower.
Oh no, like, baby shower. Was like, birthday.
Birthday. Yeah. So yeah. It's kind of like that. It was super cool. You know how all these games are too. Like the managers think of like these different points and games, and then you know they have point systems and have different challenges. Mm-hmm. So it was like kind of that whole thing. But
and
it was
what
cool.
Do they win at the end? Food. Or they can go home.
Go home. It's always food or go home. They get to go home. And then, it was cool. I don't want to spoil it because it was just, like, fantastic to watch, like, all the different, like, ships. Because, like, you know, some of the times there's teams. And obviously just, like, all the different, like, personalities, like, really shine in this series. So if you haven't watched Twice's, like, series, just start out Time to Twice for this most recent one. It's great. It's, like, a great way to, like, jump in.
I mean, the other one that we always like to watch, too, was Run BTS.
That was back in, what, 2017, 18, when we were watching that stuff?
Oh, right.
That's crazy.
I mean, it will still probably be ongoing if they weren't in the military.
No, yeah, of course. No, and we were still watching that even before they, they stopped.
We watched all their recent ones before they left.
The chaos. Something about also having, like, a lot of members.
Oh, yes.
It makes it more chaotic, right? So, yeah, that's what's been going on there. I'm looking forward to Twice more than ever. Like, I'm super, super stoked, and I'm super excited. We get to see them. The countdown begins, Haley. 2 months away.
It's IVE first.
Is it a month away almost? Actually, it's February already. Yes. Yeah, like little,
next month.
Little over a month. Yeah, we have IVE first, but it's not about IVE right now.
I don't even know what I'm wearing.
So, okay. Actually, I don't know what I'm going to wear either. I am not going to wear JYP again.
No.
Because I'm not there with sitting next to our friend James. So this time I'm not going to be wearing JYP. I won't be forced to do it this time. Let's see. Let's move on from Twice, as much as I do not want to move on from them. I just want to stay with them forever. There's another set of girls that, you said have been piquing my interest lately. The Seraphim. So far, one news is that Yunche, she has taken a temporary break due to health problems.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she fell down those stairs.
No.
No, but she's apparently, like, sick. She had, like, a fever, isn't hosting. I think, is it Music? I keep forgetting. No, it's not Music Bank. Music Bank, I think, is Seulyoon.
Yeah. No, Music Core is. Because that's where Lino was.
Okay, so there you go. Maybe it was Music. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so, yeah. So she was advised by, like, their physicians that she's not going to be... Oh, yeah, Music Bank. It is Music Bank. Not hosting Music Bank for a little bit. She had Yunjin.
I saw.
As her, like, she's actually perfect. Yunjin is the perfect extrovert. Plus, she's a fangirl of everything.
And she loves those dance challenges.
She reminds me of almost like Yoon from Stacey.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Like the bubbly, like, extroverted personality. Excited to do all these dance challenges, to talk to everyone. Like, everyone loves her back. It's
social,
like, perfect.
Social butterfly.
Perfect. Yeah, so Yunjin was the perfect choice. I'm glad they had her do that. Also, I can't believe it, Haley. I also watched another variety show, more like an interview series. Yunche has her own series where she interviews and talks to different artists that appear on Music Bank because she's a host, right? It's called a Star Diary. Yunche Star Diary. I watched the most recent one because I've watched a few of the other ones.
Has she done one with Stray Kids?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think
not
so. I would have seen that.
Not yet. But I feel like it's not out of the cards because she has been with this next group as a JYP group before. She's been with with NMIX member Kyujin three times already. This is the third time. But this is the first time that she's with Kyujin, Seulyoon, and Lily. So it's cool. It's cute. It's like, you know, like they kind of just ask each other questions, talk about each other's comebacks, and just like have their own type of interactions amongst each other kind of thing. Like what's going on, like in their own type of like in their own worlds. Right. So that's another cool series to check out. I'm looking forward to them when they have Stray Kids.
Has hopefully. She done any boy groups?
Yeah, no, she has had boy groups for sure. And the thing is, it's cool because. Like we said, Seulyoon is a host.
Yes.
For Music Core. So it was kind of more interesting this time around because they talk about how it is hosting. And it's cool because like there's actually three members. So it's a lot of people that she's able to bounce off ideas and topics.
Yeah.
And another group that she's done it with before previously, like I've watched, is like even Aespa. And she was eating or something with like, I think it was Karina and Ning Ning. So it's kind of cool. So you kind of see that kind of dynamic. And that's why if you've seen videos of Yunche and like being really close with Karina and like the girls from Aespa, it's because of this. Like,
right.
Honestly, hosting makes such a big difference.
Everyone knows you.
That's literally what Seulyoon and Yoonchae were talking about. Mm-hmm. It's like, because of them hosting, they know, they're like up to date with the music, all the artists, all the comebacks. Yes. All the dance challenges. They are like up to date with all of it. So it's like, it's nice. You get paid mm-hmm. and you get to meet all these idols and you're up to date with the dances. Mm-hmm. Plus Seulyoon and Yoonchae are like really good dancers too. So they're like the dance machines, even though I know Kyujin is the super dance machine of mm-hmm. like NMIX. So it's kind of, they get to see and dance with all those, like all the stars and do everything during comebacks. That's why we see them a lot, mm-hmm. right? During dance challenge season. So that's another thing that I've been enjoying myself with. One thing I have here, it's just one Blackpink mm-hmm. note. Lisa, did you see this?
I did, on her story.
So mysterious. So on her Instagram stories, she has posted some like very interesting like teaser. Mm-hmm. We don't know what it's for, what it's about. It's very mysterious. She's like in black and white, and it's like a picture of her covering like one of the shadows are like covering her face or something. Mm-hmm. And it says coming soon.
I wonder if it's gonna be a comeback.
I don't know. It's possible. Maybe a solo comeback. Mm-hmm. So coming soon, February 8th. So literally, either what during this time when we're talking right now or while I'm editing this, there's probably something is gonna drop. Or
that's true.
Or like by the time this episode comes out, mm-hmm. Something's going to happen. Have happened already. So just keep your eyes out peeled for that. Whatever it is. Yay. So there you go. G-Idol. Have you seen this? Did you see this? Like, I know I put it was my note for our news.
No, section. I didn't. This was disappointing.
It was disappointing and crazy to see. So like we said, they had a couple new music videos that mm-hmm. released for their comeback, right? They did Wife, mm-hmm. and then they also had Super Lady, uh-huh. which I think I haven't watched yet myself.
I haven't either.
You haven't watched mm-hmm. it either? I know we watched Wife. But so for their music video, because I heard it's like, it looks super extravagant. I've seen clips. Mm-hmm. Like the costumes look amazing, right? Mm-hmm. They look like they're super
expensive.
It looks expensive. Like it looks like a lot of stuff was done. The crazy part was that I think it was like the total amount for all the effects, for all the costumes, mm-hmm. just everything
like
about
production.
Yeah, thank mm-hmm. you. That's the word. The production of this whole music video was like over ₩1 billion. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
Yes.
You know what's crazy though? So Cube Entertainment, who G-Idol's under, had G-Idol pay out of their own pockets about ₩550 million of their own money to help produce this music video.
Why? That's a lot. In US, that's like $400,000.
That's a lot.
What the fuck?
Out of the five members' own like pockets.
What the fuck?
So obviously they wanted to do it because that's why they still did it, right? Mm. But at the same time, this kind of like a lot of people, I was not really aware of this, but a lot of people were always pushing for Soyeon, the leader, to start her own production company. Mm-hmm. And they're like saying this is a good reason why. So maybe
obviously they can pay for it.
Yeah. Like, so I mean, we'll see what happens after their contract ends. I don't know their contract mm-hmm. details like off the top of my head or in front of me. It would take a while to search it for a second, but that says a lot. Like, so obviously a lot of people are kind of like upset at Cube for this.
Okay, we got to stream and listen to that to support their
music.
Yeah,
we
got to
support their music now. So there you go. That just blows my mind. Paying for half the production of the music video, like out of the artist's own pockets.
Mm.
That's, and it's not like they're a big company either.
No.
Compared
to
like,
yeah.
Well, they are bigger-ish, but like compared to even the smaller ones like
right.
high up. But
mm-hmm.
oh man, can you imagine?
No, that sucks.
That's pretty wild. Half, like, even having them pay something is like mm-hmm. kind of, you know, like mind boggling. But the fact that they're paying half mm-hmm. the production, that blows my mind.
Hopefully it does really well.
I hope so, too. You know what we're going to do? We're going to watch this music video right after this.
Yes.
So I think the next little segment of news that you have here deals with UMG. So I'm going to let you take it from here because this is all your notes.
Oh, goodness me.
Oh, my God. This is like a mini mini paragraph
okay.
essay, too. Whoa, what's going on here, Haley?
So because we had talked about it on our last episode that UMG was pulling out from TikTok's contract. So they would take a lot of the music that's up there on TikTok and it would be muted.
Right,
and this
right.
has been happening. It happened to like a few of my videos too that
so
I had up.
The thing is, yeah, it's happening. Mm-hmm. It's, oh my gosh.
So I had to like go and find like some other music to put over the video because they're like, your music was muted due to copyright.
And it's like you have to replace the full audio or it's just silent.
Yeah.
So it's like you find people, you said people were just like throwing in random shit that they
put weird music over their videos. That's funnier, to be honest. It is funny. But so like UMG actually expressed concerns about this whole situation, including compensation, the danger of AI, and the safety for users as to why they are parting ways with TikTok. So they were like, they're not, you know, because we've been seeing a lot of AI covers.
Yeah, of course. They're everywhere. They're on YouTube. Everywhere. Like Instagram reels. Like,
oh my God. Sometimes I can't even tell if it's like the real person singing or not.
It's not just TikTok, I feel.
It's not just TikTok. But
there's literally apps. There's phone apps for this kind of shit already.
So basically AI is taking over. And then they're basically saying, so UMG said, our core mission is simple, to help our artists and songwriters attain their greatest creative and commercial potential, which is why we must call time out on TikTok. So basically they're pulling out because TikTok is supporting all of this, like with the AIs, and like, it's endangering, I guess, the real artists' music and stuff, because people can just make their own songs and everything out of what the actual artists were putting out without they're not getting paid or compensated or anything like that. They're just taking other people's music.
Newsflash to UMG. Mm. This is not happening only on TikTok.
It's not. Don't tell them that, because they'll pull it from everywhere. So basically, some of the groups that were affected, K-pop that we know,
of course, this is a K-pop podcast, yes, so I guess we should bring up the K-pop.
It was also other songs too, like, because some of the other songs that I had on my TikTok weren't even like K-pop, but
no, of course
there's so many that are being muted.
We're only obviously covering the K-pop. Well, right. what non-K-pop artists off the top of your head?
I don't even know. Like, okay, to be honest, I don't remember what it was.
I thought you could give like one example.
Because it didn't show me what even song I was using.
You can't remember. What the fuck did I even put? What did I use?
I don't even know who it was. But they said 17 and in hyphens, Japanese songs are also down.
Of course. Every Japanese song. Just any Japanese song, it's there. It's on the list.
Everything on Stacey's Japan's TikTok account is muted. Like, if you just scroll through their account, everything is muted.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
They have a lot of videos. Red Velvet's new release is muted, and Super M songs have also been removed. Twice, they said it's like an unusual case because like specific popular songs such as Feel Special, Cry For Me, and Knock Knock have been taken down, but the others have not.
That's so weird.
I don't understand. And Team's entire discography was affected.
No shit. They're Japanese. From Japan. Like, what are they supposed to do?
All their videos on their TikTok account are muted. And then Tribee's discography was taken down as well because they're directly under UMG.
Oh, Jesus. So this is
only the start of it. I mean, there's probably more since this came out, but
it's only the beginning. And the beginning is really big already. So.
Yeah. So I'm just like a little disappointed. But
That's how it is, though.
Just have to find other songs to use.
Shit, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Well.
I feel bad for Stacey.
Yeah, I think me too. To be honest, that sucks for these, like, you know, smaller groups that are just gaining attention, and they use social media like specifically for, you know, for advertising platforms to get new listeners and new viewership.
Well, I guess they can just do it on Instagram.
Oh my God! Well, there you go. That sucks. Mm-hmm. That sucks. Especially, I don't even want to look back at some of the songs we have. I bet you there's some videos that are already like muted. I don't even know. I'm not going to look back through everything. Mm-hmm. That's pretty disappointing. I guess this is, we should probably, it's kind of like uneven these days. I feel like when we half, you know, this is supposed to be the half, but I feel like it's already like 3/4-ish through everything. So I will just start randomly plugging in ads wherever I see feasible.
Okay.
First of all, so if you heard at random places, it's just that way it helps us make a little bit more money. Also it helps fund the podcast, right? This is where Haley's gonna end up talking about Stray Kids.
and like BTS. One little BTS news.
And we're talking about really little.
Really tiny, like one line.
But we will also want to remind everyone that's still here and tuning in, this is the Permission to Stand podcast, where your hosts, me, Joko, and
Haley,
are going to always be here every Thursday to talk K-pop news, updates, and all that good stuff. We also have a lot of stuff that we are currently updating on our other social media like avenues.
Yes, on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
It was fun.
Like, Joko has been on a roll lately.
I have been. Who posting, am I?
I don't know.
New year, new me, to be honest.
He's been posting a lot of his old Twice videos, and I think it's because he's trying to make space on his phone.
Yes, I'm trying to.
For the upcoming concerts.
This is me starting to slowly say goodbye. But at the same time, you know, I'm just using small clips that are, like, I don't know. I'm finally utilizing that different audio thing on Instagram Reels. It's doing well. You helped me make that awesome photo card of Sana, the photo card Sana video, too. So it's just been a lot of fun. I've just been enjoying myself doing it. Like, it's like when I get bored at home for, like, a brief, like, 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, I'll make a post.
I feel like what's motivating you more too is that the actual posts are doing well.
Yes, that's true.
And then once you're on that like kind of roll.
I'm riding it. I'm riding the wave,
you're
baby.
You're riding the wave. So like riding the wave. Once your account starts doing well, you have to keep posting just to keep it up.
So I'm
like
I'm
engagement.
I'm riding this shit. I'm on board right now. Yeah. I'm doing so like yeah, I'm definitely more motivated. Plus, I got more excited doing this because of Twice.
Mm-hmm.
All my posts recently have been Twice, and just like
there's a lot of good videos.
I'm excited for this comeback. I'm excited for this concert. I can't wait till they tour again right after this.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
I'm looking forward to
give
all
them
this.
A break a little bit.
So it's JYP. What do you expect?
Yes.
So yeah,
they'll have a comeback probably at the midway of this year, probably.
Probably,
yeah.
If not the end, at least right. So yeah, if you're still enjoying this podcast, we're available pretty much on all streaming platforms and wherever you're tuning in, it always helps us to spread the word and also, you know, like kind of helps put us on podcast algorithms. If you give us a good rating, hit that notification bell, subscribe, like even if you just, you know, tap the five stars. You don't even have to write anything, you know,
just
like on Spotify. But anywhere else, if you leave a rating, we would definitely appreciate it with like a review. It's awesome. So, Haley, what is the BTS news for this week?
So, it's a countdown. Jin will be back in 4 months.
That's
Woo!
It.
That's
4 months till Seokjin is back.
He did put out his little
monthly thing.
Vlog.
It's pretty and he has like his full on like hair.
Yes. I think he was saying, like, I don't know if my face is going to look the same still when I come back. I don't know what he's talking about.
He's still going to be handsome.
Yes.
He's still going to be handsome.
He's always going to be worldwide handsome. So, yeah, that's my BTS news.
That's it. Yeah. Drop the mic right there.
So, for Stray Kids.
For Stray Kids, Haley.
Yo.
This is the essay.
It only looks like a lot. It's not, though. Ayan's birthday, February 8th.
Ooh,
they're in the future, so it was today.
So it's happening right now. Yeah. Jungin.
He had his birthday live, and his cake was Kirby.
Oh,
so
shit.
Cute.
Is he a Kirby fan?
I guess.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. And then he said that Changbin called him exactly at midnight.
Aww.
And said, "Happy birthday, baby." Because, you know, he's the Mongnae.
The Mongnae, of course.
Even though I feel like IN these days looks a lot and is more mature looking than Felix, Han, and Sungmin. Like, he really looks more...
like the middle.
Yeah.
Like, middle
I
oldest.
I feel like Sungmin and Felix look like the babies.
Yeah, and that's, I agree with that, for reals. Especially, like, their recent lives and how just how they interact and act.
Yeah.
Well, how old is IN?
He is now 22.
Damn. Okay.
Right?
Well, I don't know. Don't look at me.
2001.
Yeah. Isn't it 20? Is it 22? No, isn't it like
23?
Yeah, 23 because it's 2024.
Yes, it
damn,
is.
They're getting old too.
No, how can he be 23 already?
Holy shit, he's 23. What the hell?
I keep forgetting that it's 2024 already.
So
what?
So what? Like, Bang Chan is like what? 40?
No. Poor thing. So there was also a Ratcha log. Why did I write this? Oh my god, this one. I feel like,
oh, something just clicked in your head.
Yeah, I was like, what Ruchalog? So there was a Ruchalog with Felix Hyunjin and I.N. This one was really funny and interesting to watch because they went to one of those places in Korea where they match you with your personal color. I feel like a lot of people know about this. You go to like one of these professionals and then they sit you in front of a mirror and then they hold out all these different like colored fabrics and they try and match you if you're a cool tone, a warm tone, and it's just like what you should be wearing in your clothes and what color hair you should have and what color contacts you should use and what kind of makeup you should have.
There's like professional people getting paid to do this.
Yes.
That are like,
I mean, it seems
this
like
is their thing.
They know what they're talking about. This is their career. So like this whole log was on that. And it was really funny because I feel like Hyunjin is so unserious.
His face says it enough. His face is that's all you need to watch.
They have like
you don't
this
need to even you don't need to know the context or what he's saying. Like no, it's just literally just look at his face.
Because like basically the girl that was doing the color matching for them, Hyunjin was the first one to do it, and then she kept like. She was like, can I see your eyes? And then, like, he looked at her and his eyes were, like, wide open.
Funny. He, like, bulged them open like he's, like, like a death stare.
He was very, very these are my eyes. And then, like, every time she was, like, making comments, like, saying, like, oh, like, this color doesn't match you. Like, his face would be sad and angry. And then she'd be like, oh, but this one, it makes you, like, really look more masculine or something like that. And, like, he'd be all, like, happy. I posted, I made a
it's
clip.
It's like sad face, happy face, sad face, happy
angry face,
face
concerned, confused. Like, he just went through all the emotions while she was doing it. He was very entertaining. And then, so, Ian and Felix also did it after. The one with Felix, though, I felt really sad for him because we all know that his favorite color is blue.
Oh, boy.
So, when he got told that blue does not match him.
Dude, that guy.
You should have seen how sad his face.
That guy was sad. That was real sadness.
He was like, oh, that was like
that's pure sadness. If you want to see what sadness looks like in a person,
I mean, if I go to one of those in Korea and they told me that pink is not my color, I will freaking cry because obviously I wear a lot of pink. My hair is pink. Like, what will I do?
How about we just not find out and just enjoy our lives? We don't need to know these kind of things. It's fine.
So, basically, Hyunjin, like, after this experience, he went on Bubble because, like, Stay were asking him about it. And he's like, oh, yeah, personal color. Ah, right. We filmed that. And he's like, okay, I'm just going to wear what I like. And if I feel good, then that's it.
Yeah.
Like, he's like,
see? That's what I'm talking about here. Yeah. That's what I think
like,
and feel.
It kind of makes my head hurt to think about this and like that before buying things, you have to like keep all of that into consideration. So he's like, I'm just going to go out and buy whatever I think looks nice on myself.
That's exactly what I do. Oh, this looks nice. I'm going to get it. I don't care if it looks horrible on me or doesn't match me.
It's interesting. I feel like for the girls who do it, because they do like for your makeup, to see like what kind of like tones for your foundation or like blush, lipstick. I feel like that one really helps because makeup does make a difference if you're wearing the wrong color. So like that one makes sense. And then I guess like to a, I mean,
I don't know.
Does,
the color for outfits and stuff, I think that's, I feel like it's so biased kind of thing.
I mean,
like you could make shit up. But
I,
you're right, because like makeup, you can tell when makeup works
not
or doesn't work.
Suited to the person.
But like colors?
I mean, I do understand the color of your clothes too, because sometimes they're like, oh, red doesn't match you. Or like, you don't look good in red, but I look really good in yellow. I find that with myself too, because I don't wear a lot of red, because I feel like it doesn't match. But then other people say that I look good in red, so I don't know.
See, that's why. It's like, I don't. Just wear what you want. Hyunjin, you're right. I'm with you.
Yes. So, also in this episode, they were eating tanghulu. I feel like this has been going around a lot.
What is tanghulu, Haley?
Tanghulu is basically the fruits or vegetables that are covered in hard sugar.
We had some in Japan.
We did. We had the strawberries and grapes.
That was awesome.
It was very, very yummy.
It was just be forewarning. If you have if you have fragile teeth, you be careful. This shit is literally, or if you have soft teeth, fuck, you're just gonna break. It's gonna break your mouth.
But also, like, it's very, very, like, high in sugar content, so.
Because literally, I mean, fruits are just like mostly sugar. It's healthy sugar-ish, but it's still sugar. Then literally it's covered in sugar.
Yeah. It was funny though, because glazed. I ate the tomato one.
See, that's why, like, you, like, I think you showed me. Okay. So I remember Haley showed me this video. Yes. She's like, oh my God, watch Ian. And he looks so gross out and disgusted.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, he does not like that. And he's like, he isn't even hiding it.
No, he's like,
he's like, this is disgusting. The thing is, like, I don't think Haley knew at the beginning that she, it looked like strawberries, if you didn't know, because or something red, like strawberries or cherries.
Yeah.
Most likely look like strawberries. But when I saw it, I was like, well, yeah, this man is eating tomatoes. But I like I like tomatoes, so I don't mind.
But
I
think sugar, like,
I don't
that?
Care. I like tomatoes. Would I would have enjoyed it. I mean, I don't know.
Hyunjin liked it.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, so. I just didn't like the tomatoes.
Me and Hyunjin have a lot more in common than I expected.
Okay.
It's including our love for Changbin.
Right? Yes. So, actually, from this episode, a lot of memes were coming out because they were wearing... So the lady, she put a white towel over their hair. So they kind of look like a nun.
Oh, my God.
Because
you
have to cover your hair color so it doesn't, like, clash with everything that she's showing you with the colors. But the one of my favorite ones that came out of it was Felix. He did post this photo on his Instagram. And it was when they went to a museum. When they were in Paris with him and Hyunjin, they went on, like, a museum date. And he was sitting in front of a painting, but someone edited a photo of Felix where he's, like, looking at himself wearing that white towel. But then if you guys are familiar with that really, really famous painting, The Girl with the Pearl Earring, just look it up. You guys will know what I'm talking about. But they him... photoshopped his face on that painting and he was like looking at it.
I hope himself. I 100% feel like if it's Felix, he's seen it.
He does see a lot of those
memes. He's probably cracking up when he sees this shit too and like showing it to all the members. So hats off if you are the person that made this edit because it's fantastic.
Yes,
it's beautiful.
It was very funny. So Stray Kids also had their in-person fan meet in Shanghai this past week.
I hate it here.
I hate it. Like, I'm done.
It's like, not fair.
I hate it.
It's not fair.
Lots of hand-holding, lots of gazing into the fans' eyes. They gave them a lot of interesting headdresses.
I mean, see, like, at least all the members got stuff, right?
Yes.
Remember, like, we saw some...
This is Shanghai, though, so...
That's... I mean... I thought one of the ones happened in China. Where, like, you know, Changbin was waving and no one was excited to see him.
Oh, that. And then also with... when it was just all Hyunjin and then
everyone
they
wanted
Lino
pictures
and
with...
I
yeah,
and
so...
Yeah,
that's
so this one went a lot better.
Thank goodness.
Thank God. But everyone was given, like, these weird hairdresses. Like, it was really...
They're pretty funny, some of them.
I love it, though. I feel like they gave one to Felix, and he literally looked like an angel. It had, like, a halo of flowers and everything. They gave Bang Chan this weird one. He looked like Bane.
Yeah, that was funny. He looked like Bane or, like, Bane. A member from aespa.
Yes. Bane, but high fashion, as Charissa called it. And then he also was given something that looked like Cyclops.
Yes, he looked like Cyclops or like the guy from Reading Rainbow that's on Star Trek.
Oh my goodness.
I forgot
his
name, but Lamar Burton.
Yes.
If you're a Trekkie, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, so and they were given like wolf ears, just very like cute things because you know people love taking photos of Stray Kids wearing all these interesting headgear. So some other news. Changbin drops a song. It's actually for Samsung Galaxy because he is the ambassador of that.
Man, that MV.
Yeah, so he was a rock star, basically. Cool. I was not expecting that at all. It was nice to watch.
Was it nice to watch, Haley?
Yes, I was drooling. Bang Chan! So, like, they're kind of on a, like, little vacation break right now, obviously, before all... That stuff is going to happen
their work,
before
like,
they come back.
Workhorses again.
Yes. Bang Chan is back in Sydney. Yay.
Hang out with Mom and Hannah, right?
Mom. Mainly Mom.
Working out with Dad.
I don't know where Hannah is right now. So, because I feel like she's been here a lot in the States.
I don't know what she does, to be honest, besides like her TikTok and posts. Yeah. I know she has
music
too, but.
Yeah. So, Bang Chan. So, his mom... and him recreated this really cute photo that he had, that she had posted of them before when Bang Chan was like a baby, like a toddler, and they were walking down this path that's probably like near their home, and they recreated it today.
Oh, I didn't see it.
And it
that's
was
cute.
Really cute. I was like, oh my god. Of course, they ate that up.
How so though? Like ate it up like made crazy edits, or were they just like, oh,
they loved it. Like okay. It was just like very,
I thought there was
like,
gonna be some funny crazy
not
shit.
Not funny stuff, but very just like, you know, like sentimental,
wholesome stuff.
So during Felix's vacation right now, he is actually volunteering in Laos.
Oh, I saw pictures of that.
For UNICEF.
That's freaking cool. I saw that. Like, he's like, he's
like feeding
children
are
talking. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So actually, like, on his Ratcha log, when they had the 2000 babies did all this Ratcha log. So they were talking about what they wish to do this year. So Felix had actually said that he wants to volunteer and help small kids. And then he said that he wants to give back the love that he has received and give it to people that really need it. So that's what he's doing. Like, he's fulfilling the wish that he wanted to do this year.
Props to Felix. That's awesome.
On his,
awesome.
Like, little vacation.
Well,
so he's over
I feel
there.
Like that's a Felix thing, though.
It is very Felix. He always, he's so caring and stuff. Because he also donated to them as well. Felix is just an angel. So speaking of Felix, there was a little video that came out this morning from Vogue when he did that photo shoot. It was a Felix what's in my bag. I don't know how
boy,
he
one
hit
of these?
Half of this stuff in his bag, but I feel
it's
like
funny because I've seen a lot of the girl groups do this, so it's cool to see like Felix do it. Like,
yeah, so he had
a
like
guy
this
member.
Small little like LV bag. I don't think any of this stuff can fit in there, but I feel like it's just like the stuff that he takes when he travels, or like his necessities basically. So like he had the basic ones like cell phone, power bank, speakers, not speakers, like headphones.
Right.
But the thing that got my attention is that, like, I feel like he always mentions Animal Crossing, and he brings his Switch everywhere,
oh,
he said.
Okay, so he's like, yeah, I feel like he would. He's
yes.
definitely a gamer. Him and, like, Sakura are, like, the
yes.
big gamers in, like, the K-pop, for
I
sure.
I am, too. Like, because I saw on his recent vlog that he did, he brought his Nintendo Switch with him on the plane. But, yeah, so Felix, like, the interviewers for Vogue, they were asking, so, like, what kind of music do you listen to? And he said, I listen to Animal Crossing background music. Or, like, the
this
soundtrack.
Man.
And so, like,
I appreciate his honesty, though.
I love him. And, like, his face when he said it, he's like, I bet you guys didn't expect that, did you?
Nope, that was not on the bingo card.
And then they also asked him, like, what his favorite stuffed animal is, or, like, plushie. And he said, well, actually, it's this pillow of Changbin. You know the one I'm talking about. That
no,
long
wait.
Body pillow,
yeah,
one where it has his face in it. And he's like,
oh, shit.
He's like, yeah, that one, and also a Pikachu plushie.
Of course.
And then one more thing. Because I've always been thinking, like, when are they going to have their comeback? Because, you know, they're doing all that tour. Oh, not tour. They're doing those festivals in July in
Europe.
Oh,
in Europe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, supposedly, you know how, like, people track this stuff down? I don't know, where they go through, like, those Korean sites and stuff. They said rumored comeback is in June.
Oh, you know what that is usually?
Yes. What is it?
It's stock? Usually the stockholders.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so they, so a lot of people who find out stuff, especially for, like, JYP,
mm-hmm.
they, if you have stockholder, like, if you're a stockholder for the company, like, a big stockholder, mm-hmm. I don't even know, maybe, like, you have had to have a minimum number of stocks to mm-hmm. get it. You get information on quarters.
Okay. So that's what
annual
is,
quarters about, like, what, you know, the, what the groups are going to do. Cause mm-hmm. obviously you have money invested. So,
right.
As like a stock owner, you would get,
you want,
like,
this information.
You get information mm-hmm. based on, like, I think all the different groups and, like, when they're scheduled, like, it'll say, like fourth quarter, Stray Kids mm-hmm. comeback, or, like,
yeah.
you know, world tour starting third quarter for Stray Kids, or twice.
So, I think
that's the insider info kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, this have been pretty accurate. So, I mean, it's rumored right now. So, June.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Get ready.
Fuck.
Hope you. Oh, when tax season hits, we know where your money's going straight
yeah.
to.
So, they're probably, I'm guessing, like, if their comeback is in June, their concert tour will be after July.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
unless they do their tour while they're in Europe.
Oh, we don't know. We won't know until it happens. I don't think they would.
I don't think so either. They probably come back.
That will give us time to definitely save up. Let me get my bonus first. And
yeah. So yeah, that's it. That's all my news.
That's it for now. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So I think that's it on my end too. So if you've been enjoying this episode so far, and since we're at the end, mm-hmm. give us a like, rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Also, don't forget to check us out on our social media platforms. We have a lot of awesome videos. You could also message us on Instagram. We always end up replying back.
Yes.
Haley's more active on it than me because she gets the messages before I do. But by the time I look at the messages, there's no new messages because right. Haley's replied already. Mm-hmm. Haley, where can they check us out?
At Permission to Stand Podcast on both Instagram and TikTok.
So with that said, I think that's it for this week. Thank you very much, as always, for joining us. Hope all of you are out there being safe and staying safe, yes. staying dry, hopefully, mm-hmm. because it is actually raining again here.
Yes.
And till the next episode, as always, take care, stay safe, and peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.